Lives on KBOO. I brought back my nine-piece salsa and Latin jazz band, Palante. We have some exciting musicians, including lead vocalist Isa Perez from Havana, Cuba. And Palante is putting on a KBOO benefit salsa dance party. Come hear us on Sunday night, October 20th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Celebrate with us on the big dance floor at Fontainebleau Nightclub. The club is at Northeast 3rd and Broadway in Portland.
Meet new friends and enjoy a KBOO community event with some exciting Latin flavor. That's Palante, Sunday, October 20th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at Northeast 3rd and Broadway. More details at kboo.fm.
Global warming, it's real, it's dangerous, and it can be stopped. Next Monday on KBOO Radio, the Old Mole hosts a two-hour special starting at 8 in the morning right after Democracy Now! On the great promise of clean sun and wind energy to completely replace dirty fossil fuels. We have the technologies, the resources, too, and our popular movements, now embryonic to be sure, could sufficiently strengthen to overcome entrenched interests to transform this country. Next Monday at 8 a.m., an Old Mole Climate Change special report.
The time is 5:01 p.m. This is KBOO, Portland. Coming up next is the KBOO Evening News, made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Clinton Street Theater, featuring independent and revival films, the Rocky Horror Picture Show every Saturday at midnight, as well as the monthly KBOO Movie Night. The Clinton Street Theater is located at the corner of Southeast Clinton and 26th in Portland. Schedule and information at 503-238-5588 or cstpdx.com.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on our hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News, students at Portland State hold a meeting in support of faculty.
Thousands of environmental activists prepare for tomorrow's International Day of Protest Against Fracking.
Federal prosecutors re-indict Blackwater mercenaries for a 2007 massacre that killed or wounded dozens of Iraqi civilians.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, October 18th, 2013. KBOO is currently in our membership drive, and we'd like you to urge you to become a member by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Linda Olson-Osterland.
And I'm Liam Delta. San Francisco's mass transit system has been immobilized today by yet another strike of disgruntled employees. Disputes over pay and working conditions haven't been satisfactorily resolved between transit workers and management. Both sides are close to a settlement, but there's not agreement on all terms. Final arbitration is pending. Area-wide gridlock is expected until a final disposition is reached.
The Portland State Student Union is meeting tonight to discuss conditions at the school. At their first meeting of the term, students and teachers will speak about their needs at the university and seek support for the pledge of a petition, the Campus Safety and Fairness Petition. This petition asks to freeze tuition and salaries for school administrators and improve lighting on campus by 50% in the spring. KBOO's Peter Schoaf is live at the meeting and will provide live coverage via cell phone. Hi, Peter, are you there?
Hello, I am. I'm here at the Native American Center, PSU. We're here at the PSUSU meeting. We being myself and Anna Levin, who I pulled aside.
Okay, and so is the meeting beginning?
Oh, the meeting's been happening since about 3 o'clock, and it's going to go till 6. And so far we've covered a wide range of topics, such as tuition increases, teacher unions, and really just quality of life and historically comparisons.
What kind of attendance is there at that meeting tonight, and what is the usual attendance?
Well, you know, I wouldn't know that myself, but I can tell you that, like an all standard student meeting, the front row is pretty much empty. We're at, I think, 75% capacity for the room, and there's pretty good turnout.
Okay. And what concerns seem to be the most heated and the most important to the students who've spoken up so far?
Let me turn that question to Ina.
Okay, great.
Hi, this is Ina Levin. I'm a member of staff, the Student Action Coalition. We are the group of students that has organized this event today. This is the first Student General Assembly that we're having this fall term. We'll have another one sometime in week 7. Our goal with these General Assemblies is to address some of the major issues that we as students face here at the university. Staff is foremost a debt resistance group. As students, we feel that student debt is a huge burden on us in terms of quality of life, as well future quality of life post-graduation, as well as our quality of education immediately here while we're at PSU.
So how does the campus safety and fairness petition relate to these concerns?
I'm glad you asked. One of the ways that we're looking at the issue of student debt in general is to look at the way that our administration is spending our tuition dollars. 77% of everything that happens here on campus at PSU is paid for with tuition dollars. However, very, very little say actually goes to students about those spending decisions. So this proposal that's on the books right now, put forward by President Zinzendal and Chief Zerzan, who is the captain of campus, the CPSO, the Campus Security Office. They are looking at a proposal to spend over $2 million to deputize our security staff. That would entail sending them through the statewide training that all police officers get, which, you know, to some of us is quite problematic. I'm sure, you know, we've all read in the papers, been following along some of the controversial issues. Excuse me?
No, that's sorry. That was an unintended interruption.
Oh, no problem.
Well, but we only have about 30 seconds late. So I understand that you're saying they intend to spend $2 million more dollars on training for your security personnel, and you're questioning that decision.
Yes, we feel that students, as the major funders of such a decision, should have a major say in such a decision. Currently, we do not have that.
Okay, if there are people listening who would like to hear more about the or learn more about the campus safety and fairness petition, is there a website they could go to?
Absolutely. They can go to psusu.org, where they can sign a petition that you mentioned, which calls for the pause, at least, of such a proposal, and would require a student voice in such a proposal. It also calls for an immediate tuition freeze, as well as a freeze on administrative pay.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to have to leave it right there. I'm going to leave Peter Schoaf as well from KABU, who's there live at the meeting of the Portland State Student Union. It's their first General Assembly of the year. You can get more information at PSSU@.org. Thank you very much.
We're in the middle of our false pledge drive, and we need you to make a call right now. 1-877-500-5266. And joining us now are Ren and Tom Hartman to tell you how you can support KABU.
Dan Johnson.
Ren and Tom Hartman.
This is Dan Johnson, and at this
point, I would very much like to introduce our listeners to Tom Hartman, alive. You are alive, right? You're not a tape recorder. Very good. Thank you so much for joining us, Tom. And as you know, we are in the middle of our fall membership drive. Tell me and tell our listeners what KBOO Community Radio means to a person like you.
The first time that I was on KBOO for a fundraiser was in the late 90s when my book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, had come out. And I was doing with KBOO and a number of other Pacifica stations just out there saying, independent media is so urgent. I'd written about global climate change and peak oil and all these things, and people were just starting to talk about it. And it was independent media. It was independent media like KBOO. This is just a rare and precious gift in any community, and particularly in Portland, where I lived for 5 years. I know the importance of KBOO in Portland. And if people want to see KBOO continue, and they absolutely, this is small D democracy at its finest. Is community public radio. People need to call 877-500. It's KBOO, right? That works out as the same number.
Right. 5266 or KBOO. It all comes out the same.
Right. 877-500-KBOO. Yeah. And donate, or they can donate online at kboo.fm. But, KBOO has been here for years for the Portland community. And this is, frankly, just to say it bluntly, it's time now for the people in the community who are listeners to KBOO to say, okay, we'll be here for you, KBOO. And all of that is going right to KBOO. This is really, really important. This is an important time. It's a critical time, in fact, for independent media all across the country, but KBOO in particular.
Sure. In the remaining moments in this break, let me ask you this. We get new listeners all the time. And if somebody's listening to you right now that has never heard your voice before, what would you say to them about the value of becoming a part of the KBOO community?
I would point out that on NPR, on MSNBC, on all the supposed liberal media, according to conservatives, you are not going to hear discussions about what's going on in the community. You're not going to hear serious discussions. You're going to hear progressive discussions. You're never going to hear discussions about things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership or our insane trade policies or rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, or really serious discussion about what we need to do about global climate change. Everybody's dancing around the billionaires. They're dancing around the transnational corporations. They're dancing around the Democratic politicians. KBOO doesn't. KBOO takes on these issues. The people on KBOO, there's a whole, and obviously a whole broad variety of issues beyond those. Those are the ones that I tend to, roll around with. But community radio, independent radio, community-owned and run radio, there is nothing more important than America. You need to be calling KBOO right now, 877-500-KBOO, and make a donation.
That's such a great idea. 877-500-5266. Wren, you wanted to jump in there for a second?
Yes. Hi, Tom. Dale and Serena from Oregon City became new members today during your show. Can you let our listeners know how important it is for them to step up during our experiment with you?
Well, thank you. Thank you. And if Dale and Serena are listening, thank you for contributing to KBOO. KBOO is just an absolute gem. Before I was on KPOJ in Portland, I did fun for 3 years in a row. I physically came to the KBOO studios for one of those years to do these fundraisers, because I think that KBOO community radio is so important. And I was actually willing to do it while we were on KPOJ. For some reason, not invited, but KBOO is just, this is a really important asset, and you're not going to get this kind of programming anywhere else. We all saw, what happens when corporations take over programming. Look at what Clear Channel did in this city. So I hope I'm not getting too
I'm going to use a term here very quickly, cookie cutter radio, which Clear Channel would certainly fall into as being qualified. If somebody sitting across the table from you right now had been a part of the listenership of Clear Channel or any of the big corps, what would you say to them
to pick up the phone and say, why don't you think about KBOO?
Well, I would say that the programming that you're getting on KBOO is of a higher caliber and a higher quality, that you're getting good, solid, and local, in most cases. I mean, our show is national and Amy's show is national, but most of the programming is local, and that's like really, really critical stuff. And corporate America, corporate media has by and large turned its back on that.
Very good. Tom, I want to thank you for staying with us. We're going to come back to you again in a little bit. We've got to go back to the news right now. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up the phone right now, 877-500-5266. Go online to kboo.fm. Back to the news. And Tom will be back with you in a little bit.
Thanks, Dan.
A new Oregon Department of Justice ruling confirms that Oregon will recognize valid out-of-state same-sex marriages, even though the Oregon Constitution bans such marriages. A memo sent to all state agency directors on Wednesday says that Oregon agencies must recognize all legal out-of-state marriages for the purposes of administering state programs. Peter Zuckerman, spokesman for the Oregon United for Marriage campaign, called the action a good step forward and adds to the momentum for legalizing same-sex marriages in Oregon. His organization is gathering signatures to put a same-sex marriage legalization initiative on next year's ballot. The campaign has collected more than 100,000 signatures so far, only 16,000 short of what's needed to qualify for next year's ballot. The ruling also underscores the rather bizarre inconsistency that now exists between Oregon and states where such marriage is legal. It's almost ridiculous, said Ben West of North Portland, who cannot legally marry his partner in Oregon. He noted that he could be in Washington in 5 minutes, get married, and have that marriage recognized in his home state. I shouldn't have to do that, he said.
Opponents of a controversial bill passed last April officially challenged the measure today, turning in a petition signatures to put a referendum on the fall ballot. The bill would allow immigrants without proof of legal residency to become licensed drivers. Under this law, immigrants who have been in Oregon for 1 year can apply for a license without proving their legal status. Challengers to the law are concerned that it will encourage people without valid documentation to move to Oregon. They presented over 70,000 signatures to the elections division today, 58,000 of which were valid. This is enough to include their referendum on November's ballot.
The head of Oregon's Tea Party, John Kustomich, has been highly vocal lately to talk about the U.S. budget deficit. But creditors can't seem to find him to talk about his own debts. Fannie Mae has filed court papers that say Kuzminich hasn't paid the mortgage on his Beaverton duplex in 3 years. Despite Kuzminich's string of high-profile TV appearances speaking against big government, his mortgage holder, Fannie Mae, can't seem to track him down to serve him with legal papers. Fannie Mae, a government-subsidized lender that provides low-interest loans to homebuyers, has also tried to find Kuzminich in Cannons Beach and in Portland, but with no luck. Kuzminich burst onto the political scene in 2009, founding the Oregon Tea Party and launching a bid for the first congressional district seat, then held by U.S. Representative David Wu. Less than 2 weeks after he lost that election, Kuzminich failed to make the mortgage payment on his duplex and hasn't made a payment since. He now owes principal of almost $300,000 and unpaid interest of more than $40,000. Kuzminich appeared on KATU Channel 2 on October 6th. He said that the forced budget austerity the Tea Party advocated would help Americans return to fiscal and personal responsibility.
A division of Europe's largest bank, HSBC, has been ordered to pay nearly $2.5 billion in fines by a U.S. district judge in Chicago. The damages come from a class action suit filed in 2002 against HSBC for false and misleading statements made by executives attempting to inflate share prices. Plaintiffs in the suit accuse HSBC of using predatory lending practices to boost company stock value and to disguise the quality of their loan portfolio. Lawyers representing HSBC plan to appeal, referring to the development as the next step in an 11-year-old case.
Scientists at Oregon State University have developed a new way to destroy ovarian cancer cells using nanotechnology. Initial findings show that using the combination of heat and chemotherapy can kill up to 95% of the cancer cells. Using nanoparticles covered in the chemotherapy drug, the particles are heated to 104 degrees Fahrenheit, then embedded in the cancer cell. Almost all the cancer cells are killed using that method, rather than just chemotherapy, which only kills about 70% of the cancer cells. The research has only been done in a laboratory, but will soon move on to animals and then humans before it's used on patients. It's hoped that this method can also be used to kill other cancers in the future.
Radiation was released into the ocean yet again yesterday at the Fukushima power plant in Japan. The plant was destroyed by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. Now the heavy rains of Typhoon Wipa have dispersed radiation again. The powerful storm brought over 31 inches of rain in 24 hours. Plant workers report the rainfall caused radiation-laced water from within the saturated soil to leach out. Standing water that remains near the plant is now being pumped into the ocean. The water is being removed due to the limited capacity of water storage tanks at the plant site.
Chinese scientists have revealed an amazing computer technology breakthrough, Li-Fi. It's able to send computer data at speeds that meet current wireless standards by using an LED light bulb. The technology, known as visible light communications, or VLC, can provide connectivity to four computers using a single 1-watt bulb. VLC would bring faster and cheaper broadband access to Chinese subscribers. The line-of-sight nature of light imposes the most significant drawback to this new technology. Data stops moving if the beam of light is blocked by any object. Sample Li-Fi kits will be shown at the China International Industry Fair in Shanghai on November 5th.
You are listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. We'd like to remind you that you can call to renew your KBOO membership or become a member at any time during this program by calling 877-500-5266. Go ahead and pick up that phone. And now stay tuned for Bread and Roses at 6. Collective members will be interviewing Rhonda Case and Paula Lucas, two leaders in the struggle to end domestic violence and advocates for domestic violence survivors. At 7, we'll hear a talk by Black radical Angela Davis on social inequality, feminism, and the violence of predatory capitalism. Tomorrow's weather will be partly sunny with a high of 70 degrees. And in a new feature, the Radcast, measuring radiation levels in your neighborhood, courtesy of No Nukes Northwest, North Portland has a radiation reading of 32 counts per minute, or CPM, today. Southeast Portland, 27 CPM. Seaside, Oregon, 32 CPM. And Vancouver, BC, 25 CPM. And more info on radiation in your neighborhood, you can find it at No Nukes Northwest on Facebook. The group decided to start the daily radiation reports when they noticed higher than normal levels of radiation in the Portland area beginning earlier this year. And once again, I want to remind you that you're listening to a special membership drive edition of the KBOO Evening News. It's an hour long, and our volunteers have been working hard, actually all day long, to bring you specials on news and public affairs, but always on our evening news for you. We'd like to give you the opportunity to show your appreciation. We know you do appreciate it. You tune to us for news you don't get elsewhere. We have joining us in Membership Central, Ren.
Hi. And Dan.
And Dan.
And Tom.
And Tom is out there as well.
And Tom.
Tom, welcome back to our all-day-long News and Public Affairs Day here at KBOO for our fall membership drive. You know, Ren came up with a great question, and I hope I can phrase this correctly. How does your work, your mission, overlap with the work and the mission of KBOO? Or is there?
I think there's a tremendous overlap. We started the radio program that we're doing, about a decade ago, in our living room in Vermont as a way of, I wrote an op-ed called Talking Back to Talk Radio, as a way of offering an alternative voice. About 3 years ago, we started a nonprofit version of because our show had been on commercial radio, where during the commercial breaks, I just keep on talking and keep on taking calls from my Pacifica listeners and Free Speech TV viewers and you know, that sort of thing. And we offer that program absolutely free to all of our Pacifica stations and to Free Speech TV. We, you know, so when people call right now to participate with KBOO, I mean, we fund our show from our commercial stream, but our show, we also produce a full hour simultaneously of non-commercial content. And like I said, I keep talking while the commercials are running on the commercial stations. We do that, and that's what KBOO is picking. So 100% of your contribution is going to KBOO. This is our way of supporting KBOO. And so, you know, we're here for KBOO. By we, I mean me and my wife Louise and, you know, the people who put together our program. And KBOO has been here for you, the listeners. And it's a listener. And it's really it's really important to call if you support good programming and community programming and things like, hey, the local radiation count. I mean, this is really good stuff. Call 877-500-KBOO right now, please.
That's 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm. Ren, you have something there you need to read?
Yes, Lynn has just called in and made a contribution. Tom, if you could thank Lynn from the bottom of our hearts for us. We
thank
are getting
so much,
close man. To goal.
Yeah, we're so close to goal, folks. You need to pick up the phone right now and call 877-500-5266 or 877-500-KBOO. Tom Hartman from the Tom Hartman Show is on the air with us, and he's giving us his thoughts, his feelings about his potential longer-term relationship with KBOO and the past experiences he's had. Yes, indeed, we are real close to our goal. Tom, wrapping it up real close, hang on a second. Oh, okay. We do sign language here, too, Tom.
What?
We do sign language here, too, you know.
Oh, great.
No.
In the studio.
Obviously. Yeah, yeah, right.
We do that, too.
Yeah. It all works out. Besides that, it's part of the beauty of being in radio, you know. All right. The government is back up and running, temporarily funded. Give us a little insight, if you will, what you think about this temporary Band-Aid that seems to be Congress's answer to keeping the government funded, going from one period of time to another where they'll fund it, and then we got to go back and go through this whole rigmarole again.
Yeah. Dan Sisson, a historian who lives up in the Pacific Northwest, he lives halfway between Vancouver and Seattle, wrote a brilliant book called The Revolution of 1800, which he is rewriting right now, and I'm helping him edit. And what he discovered, he's a real Jefferson scholar in the early era, was that the founders never wanted divided government. That they always thought that, they thought there should be no political parties, but if there was going to be a political party, basically one party should be running the show. And that that would be what all the people, or the majority of the people, would agree on. We've got this weird notion that having corporate-controlled Republicans and corporate-controlled Democrats run our country is some kind of a good idea. It isn't, and it's a badly broken system. A large part of my rant today on the radio was about how over at freedomworks.org on their website, this is, you know, one of the Koch brothers groups, they actually, back on February, in the second week of February, 3rd or 14th, I think it was, they published basically an order to the Republicans not to vote for the continuing resolution. In other words, to shut down the government. And they said, this is the only way we're going to stop Obamacare. So this was planned 6 weeks after the president was inaugurated for his second term. And it was like, this is nuts, you know, that these corporate-run crazies are taking down the government that George Washington had three horses shot out from underneath him to start. And it's just, and where are we hearing that? We're not hearing that anywhere. You hear that on community radio like cable. You hear that, you know, on alternative media. And that's why alternative media is so important. It's why it's so important for people to call right now and donate.
Yeah. All right. Are you? Okay.
That could be an end of a rant, or I can go on.
No. All of a sudden, I saw something before my eyes. I won't get into that. Yeah. You know what, Tom? We're going to get back to you in a little bit. I want to thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Hartman has been live with us. We're going to continue the conversation a little bit. 877-500-5266. Let's go back to the news.
That right now, and right now it is 5:31, time for daily commentary from Jim Hightower.
Tom Hartman.
From day one, some of the students who paid a bundle to enroll in Trump University should have known they were being taken. They had been promised that the Donald himself would be at their seminars